Dave's Corner. Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content is a plan. And admission is free.
G'day and welcome to Dave's Corner, episode
24.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
So
what's happened?
It would appear...
just out of interest, what happened to 22 and 23?
So they've already happened. We've already had them. It would appear there was an accounting error, and I've doubled up somewhere.
I've given you one job to do.
Yeah,
is
I'm
to
sorry.
Be the counter of the episodes.
Yeah.
That's your whole brief.
And you've blown it. So what's the real number now?
We're at 24. So if everyone could just reset their clocks, 24, we can go from there.
This is, do you know how ridiculous this is? I do an entire show, right?
Yes.
An entire show, come on. And then I get Dave to do something, just one little bit.
Yeah.
It's called Dave's Corner.
Yeah, that's it.
And on that one little bit, you get one bit to do.
Yeah.
Which is just say a friggin' number. Fuck me.
How hard is it?
Oh, look, it can be a bit difficult.
It can't be difficult.
How? What's so difficult?
Well, you know, like some days you don't know what date it is and like you think that it's yesterday or it's tomorrow or something like that. I just got a little bit confused.
Maybe you should have given it to Michaela Dane.
Maybe.
The door open.
Yeah, you can be the new number. Well, 24. Right.
What, just as way of audition, what would tomorrow's show be, Michaela?
Oh, well, I'll take it from Whitney's book, 24, Knock on the Door.
Tomorrow's 25. Today's 24. Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, no.
You're trying to bury my segment here.
You know what it feels like? About 95. Michaela, that was your one shot at the big time.
You've blown your audition.
I'm so sorry.
She's new. She gets a second chance.
All right. That was episode 24. And today I thought we'd peek behind the curtain of what happens in an announcing booth when you do your promos and you do your... commercials and things like that. So a couple of years ago, Matt Haywood, who's a subscriber to Dave's Corner. G'day, Matt. Thanks for subscribing.
He works subscribes here on what?
Through the listener app. He subscribes to Malloy and Dave's Corner.
Can you actually know who does it?
I don't think you know names, but
he's self-identified.
And he says, I listen and I love it. So he's provided some piece of audio that he put together.
Did he listen to my podcast? Or?
Of course he does. It goes with that saying. It's your podcast first, and it's the spin-off, Dave's Corner. It's a couple of minutes. It's fine. You get plenty of love. Don't worry.
So you're in a what is it?
Yeah. So we go into the production booth. You've been in there before, after when you were doing breakfast radio, or with this show, you'll go in there and
I've been in there.
Do you know
it's
how
my
it works?
Natural habitat? Yeah. It's ground zero. If you can't find me anywhere else, go and have a look in the voiceover booth.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why we're doing it.
So generally speaking, when Matt Haywood was doing production in there a couple of years ago, he would keep rolling. So you'd walk into the booth, and he'd always like. Roll before he even walked in. He thought he might get some gold for a Christmas tape that he put together for our end of season sort of trips away and stuff. So
clever.
Is that right?
What you're about to hear has never been broadcast on air, so this is a little dangerous. And I'm going to put a profanity warning out right now that it does.
Does it
get...
involve anyone in this room?
Yes, me.
Okay.
And friend of the show, Rosie Walton, as well, who's gone
she's
in there.
She's a foul mouth.
Well, you're about to find out how foul mouthed she is. So have a listen. This is just a little peek behind the curtain. What happens in the voiceover booth after a show or you're doing a promotion for football or whatever. This is from a couple of years ago. Take a listen.
Carlton have finally hit some good form. And at 7:30, we're joined by the Joel... fuck you.
Check out these cans. Whoa.
And at 7:30, we're joined by the dual Meadow brand list.
Wow. Actually, not bad, are they?
And at 7:30, we're joined by the dual Meadow brand list. Fuck.
I sound really good.
Look, dangerous. Like a dangerous Dave.
Okay, here come the dangerous Dave bits.
Danger, danger.
Let me look at your fallopian tubes.
And now with added flange, rock legends in excess, Tim, Andrew, John and Gary and Kirk and all the fucking rest of them.
Oh, it's Mark Howard. Hang on, that's more Mikey Bo Gibson. Okie dokes. G'day, it's Howie. Written and paid for a pack of cunts.
Oh, my God.
Don't put that bit in.
Thank you, Matthew. Dave Williams speaking. He's also got a big cock.
Okay, so that's just a kind of behind the curtain. What happens in the voiceover?
Oh, people are going to learn so much about you.
It's just a montage of you fucking it up in the booth.
Basically, yeah, that's right. You say something, and because when you put the headphones on, or the cans is what we call them, you know, you sort of get behind the mic and you start kind of putting in the DJ. But that's explaining that bit we just heard.
Wow. So. Right. As for Rosie Walton, who you know I love dearly.
Of course you do.
I think it's time for finishing school.
Yeah.
Here's Steve's Corner.